Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the 5-Minute Life Changer podcast. Because 5 minutes is all the motivation you need to choose to change your life for the better. This is Robert Landau. I'm a national motivational speaker. I'm also a certified life coach that loves to work with people all over the world via Zoom. This episode is called How to Stop Negative Mind Chatter. Now, you might be thinking that that's a pretty tall order, and it would be and is if you want to stop negative mind chatter altogether. And we're going to get into that in just a second. But first, I want to define what mind chatter is. Mind chatter is how you talk to yourself within yourself that nobody else can hear but you. So it's nothing that's audible. It's all in your mind, and your mind chatters. So your mind chatter is something that you came here with and something that will not stop because it's an active part of you day to day. It will not stop until you leave here. Mind chatter is a part of being human, but the question is, when we experience negative mind chatter, which happens more often within us than positive mind chatter, do we buy into it? Do we react? Do we think that our negative mind chatter is all that we are? How you talk to yourself within yourself makes a huge difference in what happens on the outside of yourself. And you know what? It also makes a huge difference in your emotional state, in your physical state, in your spiritual state. You can be your own healer. You can be your own teacher. You can be your own supporter. It's all in how you choose to talk to yourself within yourself. Example, say you're given an impossible task to do at work, and you're not sure that you can do this, and it means a promotion. It means a huge raise in your salary. Your boss has given you this assignment to kind of test you to see if you're worthy of this promotion and this raise. Well, all your coworkers don't think you can do it. Now, they really like you, but they'll come up to you and say, gosh, that's an impossible task. I can't believe your boss gave that to you. How are you going to get it done? And another coworker says, you know what? That's impossible. There's no way you can do that. Well, how you react to all that chatter on the outside of you makes a huge difference in how you talk to yourself about this issue on the inside of you. So you're kind of up against a brick wall, so to speak, right? You've been given this task. You either go one direction to the right, or you go the other direction to the left. The left means you're just going to fail. You know it. It's just not going to work out. Why even bother? But going to the right means that you know that even though you might have fear concerning this, you're going to get it done. You have just made up your mind within yourself, and you talk to yourself and you say, you know what? You can do this. You know what? Nothing happens by accident. You were given this to complete. You were given this for a reason, and so it will get done. You see the difference between the two? And if you talk to yourself within yourself negatively and unsupportingly, then you're probably not going to complete the task. End of story. So, this means to say that we are always given the choice to talk to ourselves within ourselves in a positive way or a negative way. Are you, with your inner mind chatter, going to be your own best friend or your own worst enemy? It's a choice. Same energy to think positive as it does negative, and that's up to you. It's not a question of eradicating or eliminating mind chatter. It's more a question of managing it. And when it comes to negative mind chatter, what you need to do is just say to yourself, okay, I'm aware, because that's 80% of the battle. I'm aware that I'm talking to myself within myself in a negative way. Why would I want to do that to myself? I got to support myself. So I'm going to change that right now. And whatever tools you want to use, through affirmations such as, I am going to make it through. I am not going to allow this negativity to get the best of me because I am so much more than my negative mind chatter. I'm a winner, not a loser. Another way to distract yourself from negative mind chatter is to listen to your favorite song. Get up and do something. Call a friend. Go on the web. Just distract your mind from that habitual negative mind chatter. It's always up to you. Can you manage your negative mind chatter when it presents itself to you? I know you can. But the question is, do you? Thank you for tuning in. This has been Robert Landau with the 5-Minute Life Changer podcast. You can email me at robert@thefiveminutelifechanger.com. Thanks so much for being with me. Talk to yourself positively within yourself. If you don't do it, who will? I'll see you on the next episode.